pause recording button.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and this is my February day 5 boo, and I'm a tiny bit late and I was hoping to include Jodie in this one, but obviously at just gone midnight she's well asleep, tucked up in bed. But we did talk about it before and I think it's incredibly difficult to think about laws that you would have. So having a bit of fun, and I had listened to Bernie Topgold and laughed because I thought it was just brilliant that, you know, he wanted a national beverage and he was going to get his daughter Mia to do the map, and I thought that's just fabulous. So kind of went along those lines a little bit, so kind of took Bernie's idea a little bit, so apologies for that if you're listening. But I asked Jodie what she would have as her national food. You know, like in England it's said to be fish and chips, isn't it? Even though it isn't, it's I think it's chicken tikka masala now, isn't it? Isn't that the thing that people buy most of? But you always think of England and fish and chips. Anyway, Jodie's national food in her country would be cheese, because she's absolutely cheese mad. And so, yes, that would have to be the food. The flag for her country would have to be blue, or some kind of blue design on it, because that's her favourite colour. She's not a pink girly girl, she loves blue. So that would be that. I think for me it wouldn't be about laws, it would be, and it's something that's come up quite recently that I've talked about with other people, and we always go on about it as VIs, is accessibility. Now, if I was having building buildings or getting buildings built in a new country, I would make them accessible, and I would have accessible signs in hospitals, and I would have you know, accessible buildings, and I would, what else would I have? I don't know. It's a difficult one, because I mean, you can say yes, you'd have laws about murder, you know, and I'm not going to get controversial and start about the death penalty or anything like that. Should we bring it back or anything? Because that's just far too controversial. You know, but, you know, laws for crime and everything, then obviously, yes, you've got to have that. Otherwise, I guess you're going to have anarchy, aren't you? And a free-for-all and everybody doing what the heck they want. But that's getting way too deep, and I'm not a political being, really. So I think that's my main things, really. I just think it's I suppose ideally you would look at the constitutions and laws of different countries, and I think it was SM2N and JN2N said you would take the best bits of all of them and put them together to make hopefully a good country. But even, I mean, we all know that even if you have great laws, or, you know, a lot of laws, people are always going to break the law. So you're always going to get that. So I think whatever you did, it's never going to be a perfect world, is it? It's never going to be a perfect country. However, I do like Soya GB's idea of having a national song that we all sing along to, because the national anthem in this country is dreary, and it would be nice to have something that, you know, was a little bit more catchy and that everybody knew the words to, and that, like you say, when it came on the radio, everyone sang along to it. So there's elements of people's boo that I've really enjoyed listening to today. So I've kind of nicked a couple of ideas and added a couple of my own, or Jodie's own. And that's it from me. So I shall speak to you all tomorrow with day 6, I think it is, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Good night from a not so stormy Tynmouth tonight. And thanks for listening, and take care until I speak to you again. Bye.